Public safety officials have in the past been subject to federal rules, which require overtime to be paid after 54 hours of work in a week. But the minimum wage law, approved last November, requires overtime pay after 40 hours. Sheldon Lineback, executive director of the Missouri Police Chiefs Association, says added costs to counties and municipalities could lead to cutbacks that put the public at risk.
All those things that normally take up overtime, the DARE officers, the school resource officers, now we're looking at it and saying, okay, if this doesn't happen and we don't get a fix, how are we going to continue on this for staffing? And what, a lot of people are looking at, what can we cut out of, what can we cut back on to make sure we have minimal staffing on hand.
He says emergency workers don't work the typical day.
That's why the federal law was there to start off with, to allow flexibility, because we're public safety. We can't count to tomorrow. We're going to work 8 to 5. It could be 8 to 5 the next day.
The Senate has passed a bill reinstating the federal rule, but the House has yet to act. Steve Walsh, Missouri Med, Jefferson City.